5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We're up and about.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I can't believe we're still on air. Surely this is the last week.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
We feel good. Great to be back with you, Triple M's Rush Hour, Wednesday, 11th of November, and Wednesday with Daisy. Hello, Dave.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Rabzi. Great to be here on what is, of course, Remembrance Day. So thank you to all the diggers past and present who have served our wonderful country. But a big day, Bill. I'm up and about. Not only has there been some big trade news, finally, you decided to throw a Christmas party for the team tonight, and it's your hook.
Is it?
Yeah, to the bot we go. You said you're paying. I got the text, so I'm up and about.
Hello, Rabzi. How are you?
For this shattered Essendon fan, after blowing High Range roadside, lands in the bus trying to recall his drinks tally.
35.
Oh,
I've had a few.
He's had more frothies than Danaher got kicks. 35.
What?
Did he say 35?
He did say 35. He went out to get a shepherd's pie from the pub and didn't end well. Shepherd's. Don't get behind the wheel if you've had 35.
Probably not if you had five.
Exactly.
Hey, Daisy, how's your day been? Because I drove up from G-Town today. Lovely to be in the studio with you two. And let me tell you, the traffic is back. The traffic. I know it's a wet day, but the traffic. Wowee.
One thing that always blows my mind, Benz, is the fact that in a city where it rains more days than it doesn't,
yes,
as soon as it rains, every moron forgets how to drive. Mm,
that's true.
And they all want to come out on the road. It took me 45 minutes to get from Elwood to Malvern Central, which is about 5 kilometres.
Oh, well, you should have walked. and also, we've had a bit of a go at the TAB for their stuff up on Saturday and Sunday, but I was interested to see I got a bonus bet in my account today, so I'm just assuming that's what they've done with everyone, which is quite nice, and saying sorry, very sorry about what happened, and a nice little bonus bet. So well done to the TAB.
It is nice of them. They're probably, fourth or fifth best betting agency, PointsBet 1, 2, 3 and 4, and then the rest of them. So that is nice. I'm interested to see. And when you just wander off throughout the show, what you've invested it in, Dascot.
No, we'll see what's coming up very
it'll
shortly.
It'll be something. It'll burn a hole in that pocket of yours.
Well, Bendigo got cancelled today, I see. Too wet. Big show. Because guess what? The final hump day quiz is coming up very shortly.
There's that. We got Jay-Z Clark to talk all things Trade Week, Triple M Zone.
Yep.
And there's plenty more.
A joke.
Another one from this century, is it?
Well, we went a bit early. Maybe went a bit early yesterday with Brick, because that's a good
Joey
joke.
Joey wanted it. Yeah.
We went a bit early because I don't know if I got too many more in the old gun barrel, to be honest. But let's have a look at some trade talk, please. What's caught? I know we're going to talk to Jay-Z later on, about 6:30, but what's caught your eye today?
Do you want your grapevine?
Oh, sorry.
We can go with that. Perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh, I made it to the grapevine.
Look, there hasn't been a whole lot on the grapevine. A lot of it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty now, so it's actually happening. So the big one today was Saad. He got done. Essendon to Carlton, so well done to all involved. It nearly fell through late for whatever reason that was, but this was always going to be a done deal. Alir was the interesting one. Mm. That caught my eye. So gone from the Sydney Swans. Caught a fair bit of their footy this year in a season where they weren't great. I thought he was a bit of a shining light. He played everywhere, forward, back, in the ruck.
Yeah.
So he's gone to Port Adelaide. So,
so good they named him twice? No?
You're going to ask Daisy who they've got.
I want to know who's their back line now. Who plays centre half back and fullback?
For Sydney or for...
No, Sydney, because Alir's gone.
Well, that's a very good question.
I'll tell you, Tom McCartan played a bit late.
Sam Reid, do they swing him to the other end of the ground?
Well, he hasn't been. And the other one is Melikan.
Okay.
So that's... I would have thought they would have
Brand.
Kept... Well, he hasn't played a game, come from Hawthorn,
well,
but
potentially,
hasn't played a game.
So this is where the sort of dominoes start to fall now, I think, because
but
potentially
it's a strange
they've got one. Well, they might have one up their sleeve that could come in the next day or so. We will be asking Jay-Z Clark about that. Another one that's come out, the Blues, Lachie O'Brien. So a young left footer, good player,
what
young
pick?
Kid.
Here, three
pick,
or four?
Nah, 10 maybe, top 10. 10, maybe 10, snuck in.
Yep.
The Pies are all up into him.
Ooh.
So he only played the one game this season, Highly touted outside runner. So I think if the Stevenson move happens, there might be a little bit there. But there's a lot to talk about with Jay-Z, and I will be questioning a lot about my old club, the Pies.
Yes.
Because they've been ruthless, and I reckon this can go one of two ways. So I'll be interested to get his thoughts on that.
It's going south at the minute, isn't it?
Well, potentially, but if it all comes through next year, it could be going north. That's the one of two ways.
All right, then. You like your US golf, or you like your golf?
I like golf in general.
But the US Masters starts Friday at 5 a.m. How many Aussies are there?
I think there's five in this year's field, headed up by, of course, the Bull's own. Is it the Bull, Mark Leishman?
Yeah.
How good is the Bull?
Yeah. We'll get that ready.
Seriously? How bloody good is the Bull?
You know who else is playing well? Cam Smith.
Yeah, he's a star.
Bloody great effort. Star won the grand final. Played all year.
Well, did you see...
A different Cam
very
Smith.
Good, very
no,
good.
I get it.
Did you see the big Spaniard, John Rahm?
Oh, no, tell me about
so, it. So the 16th hole in the practice round, they tend to just skip one across the water. And
well, it's like when you throw stones when you're out with your girlfriend, you skim stones across the river. That's exactly like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that is. That's how traditional I am. That's what we do on dates these days. You skim stones, Tash and I. He's skimmed the ball and he's got it in the hole, and I believe you caught up with him.
Well, I was lucky enough. I did see it because I was lucky enough to catch up with John, and I said, John, that's unbelievable. Well, Bill.
Won't happen again.
I knew we shouldn't have gone with that.
So bad.
That is so bad. It's so bad.
What about him, though? So he played the practice round the day before and had another hole in one, a legit one that wasn't skimmed. So he's on fire. There's plenty happening. And, well, your boy, you're the boxing lover in here.
I stick and jab. Mike Tyson, who beat him, I think he got hit by the brick last night's joke. But have a he's in the news again, Daisy. We'll have a listen to him because he's come out. He must have a book out or something. He's got the fight coming out very shortly. But have a listen to Mike Tyson talking about a fake penis.
No, I put my baby's urine in it.
I'm just hoping
that one day I use my wife. My wife said, baby, you better not hope that it comes back pregnant or something.
Yeah.
And I said, no, so we ain't going to use you no more. We're going to use the kid. Because I got scared that the piss might come back pregnant.
Like you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cock. I don't know what he said there.
I've never heard piss spelt with a TH. It's quite weird. But no, that's strange. And for him to admit that to escape the drug testers, I'm not sure if there's any ramifications from that. Of course, the old NFL player had the exact same thing happen. He used the wife's urine whilst he was on the roids.
And
he got the nod saying, you're clear for the steroids.
But
the other good news is you've got a baby on the way. Bad luck,
hey, he's going to fight Roy Jones Jr. coming up later this month. That'll be a beauty. Seen how hard he hits the bags and, geez, he's an animal, isn't he? We all know that.
He certainly is an animal. And well, that's what happens, I guess, when you're strapped for cash at whatever age he is. You speak like that and you come out and fight for decent dough.
Mm. Also, sad, sad day for Triple M, especially the Hot Breakfast. After 11 years, Daisy, they called it a day. Well, they're still going to, I think, the 27th of November, Rabs, but they called it a day this morning. And it's been a really, really, really good show for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years is a great run at it. And especially this time throughout COVID too, the way they went, the way they presented it, I remember Darce interviewing the Premier, and that interview itself was probably the best one that had happened throughout the whole COVID period. So
emotional.
To Ed, Darce, Rosie, MJ, all the team, it's well done to them. I'm not sure it's a sad day. It's a celebration, really, isn't it? After 11 years, you've done it all, and you can move on to bigger and better things, whatever that'll be.
And well done, Ed, who has been fantastic. But also Rose, who's done a great job there, and we all know Rose, and she's a gun. To MJ, the producer, he'd be a bit relieved. Probably won't get yelled out as much. To Will, Will's been good there.
You're meant to be pumping everyone up, Bill, not just
DC, well done there. But and the Sheffield Shield, I don't know, it's a draw between Victoria. They've ended up in a draw. But let me tell you, New South Wales, who I follow a bit, right, they were all out for 64 in their first innings. Guess what? They've won their game. They actually turned it around and won their game, which is just unbelievable to be bowled out for 64. And then Tassie have come back. They've been bowled out twice. So well done to New South Wales.
Have you seen some of the decks that those Sheffield Shield games are going on?
Yeah.
The Perth game, it dead set. You couldn't tell where the square and the pitch started. Well, it is just a green top. So
they're all in Adelaide. They're all played in Adelaide.
So they're doing well to get the season off and going and underway. But no wonder people are making or being bowled out for 64 because it looks like my backyard deck.
Does it? That green. Thank you. Up next, what about this? The final hump day quiz. We've got a couple of a bloke from Moe. This will be good. Stand by.
Good Gippsland boy like yourself,
we
Daisy.
We love him.
It's the Rush Hour. Daisy Thomas and Billy Brownless. Hump day quiz up next. It's the Rush Hour. Daisy Thomas and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JC Clark to come with all your trade news from today, but right now we are doing this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much, and it's the final Hump Day Quiz for 2020, Daisy. Very, very exciting with a couple of guys, but we do have a lot of people that want to join us, don't we, Dave?
You certainly do, and it's got me stuffed as to why, because I sat in on it the other week. Boy, oh boy, what an absolute train wreck this is. But anyway, it's still pushing on, so hopefully today's a ripper. I like this one. Mel Scott. This is her reason.
What?
So I got to smooch Bins Brownless at G-Town last year, but I want a proper crack at the title. Bang!
No. Who said that?
That's Mel Scott. That's on the Insta web.
Oh, wow. What'd she say? We smooch?
You just got a smooch off Bins.
Is that all? All right. Just keep it name there. Righto. We've got Bradley Matthews because I've just finished a 72-hour working week.
Hey, mate, I've just finished a 72-hour working week.
And Bradley has said that. Just finished a 72-hour working week.
Hey, mate, I've just finished a 72-hour working week.
Oh, so good you had to tell it twice.
Oh, four times he told it.
Chelsea Davey, because I'm still trying to get over his poo getting picked up by that woman in the park. Oh. Three vomit emojis, and that's probably about 15 short.
Rover.
Old Rover.
Poor old Rover. Carmelo, hope you and Gav are doing well in Thailand. Oh. We've got to get to that. And no, also don't. Brad says here, because now the so-called King of Kings isn't there, I want the King of Bins to throw some sort of shitty quiz at me. But you didn't get, Saxon, you didn't get it, because we've got two fine gentlemen named Sean and Brad, and I'll say g'day to Sean. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Daisy. G'day, Fat. How's it going?
Good. Bins will do. But Sean, I sucked in. You know why he's on? Because I'm back in my parents' hometown of Moe for a few days. Greatest town in Australia, and he can't get out. Sucked in.
Thanks, Fat.
And I've got Brad Hickey, and this is a reason, Bill, he's on, because he's sick of you calling it a palmy. It's a palmer.
What do you say?
It's a palmer in a pot.
What do you say?
Palmer.
Or I say palmy. And I don't mind this, because there's a few under this saying palmy is a Geelong thing. So I think in Geelong we call it a palmy and pot.
Because you know why?
What?
Because you're all flogs.
No, we're not. Well, everyone wants to come there. I see Sean Higgins wants a palmy.
Yeah, because he's
I see flog. Isaac Smith wants a palmy.
Flog.
Jeremy Cameron wants a palmy.
No, how many do you reckon they're eating as elite athletes?
Well, Adam Treloar wants a palmy. And Aaliyah wants a palmy.
When to Port Adelaide.
He wants a pie floater.
Yeah, he does too.
He wants a potato.
Anyway, boys, you know how this works.
You haven't even said hello to Brad yet.
Oh, g'day, Brad.
G'day, Bins.
G'day, Bins. G'day, Braddles. Are you pumped, mate? You up and about? The last one of the year.
Last one of the year. Look forward to it.
How do you say it, Brad?
Palmer, like every other Victorian.
Where do you live?
Kilsyth.
Says on the screen, Bill.
Yeah, well, I just wanted him to say that. Righto, and we got some good prizes, Rabs.
We do. The all-new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality. Special ball out because of the Masters this week. We've got a box of them to give away, and also a $50 voucher to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery.
Brewery. Yeah.
Palmy.
What have you been doing, Sean, in Moe? Just tell us. Run through your day in Moe, mate.
Sort of wake up, get on the piss.
Do you live near, just down the road?
Yeah, I did. I was in Drouin, so not too far. And there's not, to be honest, there's not much else to do but that complete thing on repeat. So hopefully for Sean there's some good news and he wins something of note today.
Righto, five questions. Here we go, boys. Just yell out your name, Sean. That'll be Sean and Brad.
Brad.
Well, I haven't asked a question yet, Brad. Wait, here we go. Who is the new Bombers player nicknamed 2 Metre Peter?
Sean.
Shawnee it was, Justin.
Peter Wright from the Gold Coast.
Oh, Shawnee.
Lots had of plenty information.
Had plenty of time to do nothing just to get on his computer. This is a audio question. Who is this Victorian?
Hey, Ben.
Wade Rabsy Wade. Who is this Victorian cricketer?
Hey, Ben.
Yep, Brad Rabsy. I can't hear. Played it for Grab five times. Brad, I think it is.
Marcus Harris.
Yes, your well boy. Done.
Your boy, Bill.
Well, we jumped off him a bit. We're
hey,
all
mate, I've just finished a 72-hour working week.
We've jumped off him because we're on Will Pachowski.
Pachowski. Yeah,
cool. He's a great composer. Will Pachowski. Number three, boys.
What was that?
Where did the Trump team hold their press conference?
Sean.
Ooh, unusual.
Sean, yep.
The Four Seasons landscaping mob between the crematorium and the sex shop.
Oh, jeez. Eddie, you've been listening to the show or you just read a lot?
Yeah, a bit of both.
Well, well done. That is spot on, that. Did you catch up with that?
I did,
supposed to be at the five-star Four Seasons.
So the other day when we did this show, I broke that story to you.
Well, that's I don't know if I'm talking to you or the other Humpty Dumpty. Honestly, no.
What's the score?
I don't know. 2-1, Sean. 2-1, Sean. Righto. Now, a multiple choice. Now, let me read out the multiple choices because this is where the very funny stuff is. All right, boys? And don't jump in because if you jump in, I'm going to take a point off you. Why is Indian cricketer Virat Kohli going home
Virat
and only playing one test against Australia? He's starring in a Bollywood movie. He doesn't want to wear a face mask in Melbourne. He's opening Kohli World Fun Park in Mumbai. Or his wife is expecting the first child.
Brad. Sean.
Brad, geez, you're quick too.
Yeah.
He's expecting his first child.
Oh, wow. We've got a ring-a-ding-ding. We have got a ring-a-ding-ding tool.
You couldn't make this up if you tried, could you?
He couldn't. Now, this should be an easy question because these two are very clever.
Okay.
Drum roll. Yes. Who is this?
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide,
Brad,
but unify.
Oh,
took a while. Brad?
Joe Biden?
Yes! Well done, Bradley. It took you a while. What, you didn't think it was Joe Biden?
Just wanted to confirm, that's all.
All righto, what's he want?
Well, you can pick between the box of tailor-made Tour Response golf balls or a $50 voucher to St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
I'll go to the golf balls, please.
Well done. Beautiful. Well done to you. And Sean, you have won the St. Andrews Beach Brewery. Magnificent there. Back open and get down there and have a cup. You're allowed out of Maui, out of Mum and Dad's house, or you're just stuck there for a while, mate?
We'll see how we go, Fat, but thanks for that.
Sean, you make sure you head to standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au/bookings and book yourself in there with your $50 voucher as well.
Oh, another great
Remember
quiz.
Remember that day you were down there in the Mikkubi Diva?
Mikkubi Diva.
Very good.
You flop.
Boys, there's a lot of trade news going about, so we need to get Jay-Z Clark on the line next to give us all the updates. It is the Rush Hour with Daisy and Billy.
And Fat.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Daisy and Billy.
Trade someone!
It's the Rush Hours. We gotta get out of this place. Trade talk.
Yes, looking forward to this. Of course, Jay Clark, DSL's very own, Herald Sun, Triple M footy and slow leg-spinning bowler down to long way. Jay-Z, thanks for coming on, first of all, but plenty of news out of Carlton, mate. Footy news.
Yeah, it has been a big day, Billy, and we'll get to all the trade happenings in a second. But I think we're all thinking of Sammy Doherty tonight, the Carlton co-captain. The club confirming that it had been discovered that a cancerous lump in his testicle, which had been removed on Friday. Now, important to stress that the club and Doherty and all the medical advice is that he will make a full recovery and could even be back on his feet kicking a footy in 4 to 6 weeks. So that is exceptional news. Clearly a bit of a shock. Yeah. For Sammy, but the club very confident that he'll be back on his feet soon enough, Billy. And that comes on top of obviously the unfortunate news with Charlie Kerner.
Remember what's happened there,
years ago,
mate? What's happened?
Well, at full flight, Billy, he looked like he was going to be a top 10 player in the competition. Yep. Hybrid midfielder, he was kicking bags of goals, but he's re-injured his knee. It's that patella tendon injury. He's just had a shocking run of luck. So the club has confirmed it's going to take a bit of a different path with its with his recovery this time, and hopefully get up, you know, up and running in the first half of next season. Clearly, they will be very, very cautious with one of their most talented players. But it's bad news. I mean, we all want Charlie Curnow to be out there kicking snags, Daisy. You know him as well as anyone. He'd be a frustrated young man at the moment. But the club saying that, you know, that they're fully confident and he can make a recovery. There must be some question marks. That must be said. It has been a while since he played footy. And, you know, this has been bothering him for a long time now. So our fingers are crossed for both Sammy Doherty and Charlie Curnow.
Well done.
Absolutely. Both those boys had a tough run of it. Obviously, Doherty with the ACLs as well. So fingers crossed they get back out there. To the trade news. What is happening? What is your take on Treloar? You're the man on the ground. You've got your ear on the ground. You've got your finger not on the pulse. You've got it in the pulse. Give it to us now.
In the pulse.
Well, I'm ready for it all in tomorrow night, to be fair. Dazing, have a beer and relax. But look, there's been an outcry over the Treloar move. I'm not so negative about it. I mean, a midfield as a whole, Daisy, as you would know better than I, that probably hasn't got full tote odds for the superstar talent is there. So, yes, Collingwood has a superstar midfield room, but last year, what this year, 11th for clearance, centre clearances, 13th for clearances around the ground. So they've shaken that up. They're punting Treloar clearly. It did come as a shock. Western Bulldogs are the club that want him. They aren't confirming whether they will do that trade at this stage. So we're going to have to wait, no doubt, until closer to 7:30, the trade deadline tomorrow. But at this stage, I mean, there'd be some disappointed people if the Treloar deal didn't get done. And then the domino effect, Josh Dunkley then hopefully gets to Essendon. That's where he wants to land. And Essendon has the assets, don't they? They've got 6, 7, and 8 now. They've got 8 for Adam Saad today. And they could even do a deal with, say, Geelong, who has 13 and 20, or even Collingwood, who wants to rise up the draft order this year and flick around some future picks. So maybe a first-round pick to the Dogs and maybe a mid-round pick if they can get it for Dunkley. That would do the deal. They need a hard nut to help release Zach Merritt and Dylan Scheel in that midfield, don't they? So he's a perfect fit. And while the Bulldogs haven't committed to that straight swap replacement at this stage, people around the place really hoping it gets done.
Yep, exactly. And we're all hoping the Jeremy Cameron deal gets done. Geelong have offered up 2 first-round picks, but they've gone a bit earlier with the earlier one.
Yeah, the 13 and 15, we understand, is the deal at the moment. Stephen Wells doing his absolute utmost to get this done. Now, GWS has talked a really tough game on this one. There's a strong stance. And it's going to be fascinating to see who buckles, because there's confidence around the Cats that if they need to break glass in case of emergency and put him through the preseason draft, then in fact he would get to Geelong. Now, you know, Stephen Wells, one of the most respected and fair operators in the AFL, he wants to give GWS a couple of first round picks. They want the world. They want all 3 GWS.
Are they a chance to get them?
No.
Any chance? And has any player ever warranted 3 first-round picks in history of the draft?
Danger was 2, wasn't he?
Tim Kelly got the full ransom last year, of course, with the 3 early picks, including a future first-round pick. Well, if they do get that, you have to say that this has been a masterful negotiation from GWS, don't they? Because they've talked a hard game, and if they get the full tote odds, then it's a massive win. If he has to go into the draft, and I'm confident he would still get to Geelong in the preseason draft. Oh. And the Giants then risk losing their greatest ever player for nothing. Now, would the AFL be happy with that? Would the AFLPA be happy with that? Would Cameron be happy with that? Would Cameron's mates be happy with that?
Geelong would be.
Geelong. Getting for nothing.
Bloody hope. Except, you know what? Essendon would go, no, we want him. Stuff it all up.
Now, what about Alir? Obviously, Port Adelaide into him. They wanted to shore up their back line. Billy posed it to me, and I didn't have the answer. Where does this leave the Sydney back line? Obviously, Buddy's got all the cash up there. Has that deal sort of come back to bite them in the rectum? Due to the fact now they've had to let a few go?
Hasn't wrecked them. They're not a bad side.
Get away with words, Daisy. I love it, mate. Look, it places a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of your mate, Billy, Tommy McCartan, doesn't he? So, he's a great young player. Lewis Melican, obviously. Dane Rampey, I mean, he's undersized, but he's one of the best defenders in the competition. I'm surprised by it. I mean, clearly it's a targeted and strategic move from Port Adelaide to get him. They were a bit undersized back there. Remember, Tommy Hawkins kicked 7 on Tommy Cleary. They got Tom Jonas as well. Now, this should round out Port Adelaide for an absolute tilt at next year's flag. It is a good get. What is it? 3 or 4 year deal for Alir. He's just got some of that height. He's got long arms, Bill. He can just spoil the forwards.
No, he's good. I like him. Geelong completed two trades. Nakia Cockatoo. Every Geelong supporter's worried he'll go up there and be a superstar at Brisbane, but good luck to him. And also Lachie Fogarty. Both first-round picks, these two boys. Fogarty went before Tim Kelly, by the way, when
got
he was
to the
picked
Blues.
Up. But that's virtually a swap for Sean Higgins, isn't it? Sean Higgins in for Lachie Fogarty.
Exactly right, Bill. I mean, you think North Geelong get Sean Higgins and Isaac Smith. Yeah, and I know Ablett goes out, but where is the spot for Fogarty? They really like Tommy Atkins, a hard nut there as well. So Lachie Fogarty clearly going to get a spot in that Carlton forward line, help ramp up that forward pressure, but his opportunities were limited. He's a bit frustrated. I think he played 6 games this year. So the Cats have done the right thing by both these boys, I would say. Nakia Cockatoo, if you can get his body right.
Oh, don't talk Brisbane's, about it.
Yeah, Brisbane's medical room and their fitness staff are confident of being able to work that miracle. And if he gets going, then it certainly will make Cats fans wince. But those two boys wanted a fresh start, and Geelong happy to oblige. I think Sean Higgins, we know him as an A-grader. Yes, knees getting a bit older, but I think him with Isaac Smith, if the planets align, Billy and Jeremy Cameron comes, it's a pretty potent forward line.
Look out, the Putty Cats. Oh, no. They'll be up. You been back at Alexander Thompson lately? They've been missing you.
They haven't been, Bill. I haven't bowled for about 5 years. I played a media game, and I can't remember who hit me for six. It was Matty Lloyd or Dermot Burden or one of those boys. They just bowled them beach balls. Some of them didn't even bounce, Bill. They just knocked them into the tennis courts, and that's it for me.
They're not going to spin in the air, Jay-Z. Now, what about the Pies? They've been very bold. They've almost been savage, some would say. And as a bloke who's still got a large piece of my heart at that footy club.
Who?
That's me. As I said, as a bloke.
I thought you were talking about someone else. Yeah.
What do you make of it? Because this could either be a masterstroke, and this is going to sound like I'm completely on the fence, and I am. Because if this comes off and they've been savage, they push Treloar out, they get someone cheaper, they free up some cash, and it all goes to plan next year. But if this goes the wrong way up, it could be a defining moment for this footy club for a few years.
Daisy, this is an unpopular opinion, mate, but I actually don't mind the move, to be brutally honest. Now, clearly their salary cap is absolutely bulging, and they need some room still to sign Jordan DeGoey. But I would say Jordan DeGoey and Darcy Moore are much more important than Adam Treloar is. Now, please excuse me here, but his kicking isn't always as efficient as they would like it to be. His defensive skills can be a question mark. Yes, he accumulates a lot of the ball, but their midfield unit hasn't been able to click like it wanted to. So, yes, it's a very bold move from Collingwood, but they need to improve. And clearly, potentially, still Sidebottom can slot back into that on-ball group. And it's a bit of a shake-up. But did the power balance in the AFL needed to change? Because it's okay for players to walk out on contract, Daisy, isn't it? So they've got 2 years left on their deal. They can go for more money or for more opportunity. This, you know, the really defining moment, I feel like, is the club has turned the tables.
Yeah.
And, the deal wasn't, it was huge. It wasn't a great fit for the club.
And they've said, move on.
All
right. Shut up.
Hey, Daisy. But you can't begrudge a team for trying to do the best thing and put their best foot forward to win a flag.
I know. What do you honestly think? Being a former premiership player at Collingwood, and it's got to be quick here, what do you think of the Treloar decision?
Well, I just hope it doesn't end up being a mess and it doesn't then it doesn't leave ramifications for the rest of the players, because if you're on big money, you're a DeGoey and you start not getting
what
a kick.
What do you think about the decision?
I'm told you, I'm scared of it. That's my thought. You've asked me and I'm giving it to you.
Did it surprise you?
It surprised me, yes. And if you're and they've used the his partner going to play netball as a reason to simply boot him out at the door, but and that is purely what they've done.
Former player says terrible decision by Collingwood.
You lead me up the
Jay-Z, well done, buddy. Yes. You're a star.
It's going to be another big day tomorrow, boys. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your last 24 hours of trade week.
What
mate,
time's it finished? 7:30
o'clock. Tomorrow night.
7:30 tomorrow night. Good on you, Jay-Z.
Thanks, boys.
So Rush Hour and Triple M with Billy and Daisy. Bill's joke still to come. We don't know which one we're going to go to. Is it going to be Newey or are we going to go back to the well?
I'm going with Brick.
Daisy, you are back tomorrow, as well as Bernard Vince, one of the great men, and brag artist Bill, the last one for the year.
Our final one for the year. Get something off your chest there, so give us a ring tomorrow. But big show, Daisy, of course. We had the final hump day quiz and some good trade talk there with Jay-Z. And you, my friend, have got some breaking news.
Well, I do. I have been all over this trade week, and usually I don't give a stuff about it, but I've come in here and I've brought something, and I've had my ear to the ground. I've had my finger just on the pulse, but yes, it's on there nonetheless. The latest, Stephenson, however you want to say
Jaden.
He's the offer's come through from North Melbourne, 5 years at 500.
$2.5 million.
So does that mean Collingwood still have to pay 100? Because I think he's on 6 next year.
They'll be paying some of it to get rid of him. Yeah, that's correct. So that's interesting because opportunity will be greater at North Melbourne. He's still playing games at the Pies, but if he's wanted out by some of the
Collingwood want to get rid of him, do they?
Well, apparently that's the whisper. I'm not completely sure, but
he's a good player. He just had a bad year.
Well, this year's the anomaly to the year before. I guess he's only been there a couple, so there's not the strongest of form lines. The other one, Jack Higgins to the Saints, that will be done tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, and another one. Now, this is the big one. This is more of just a thought rather than actual news, the Jeremy Cameron deal is taking a week to get done. Yes. GWS are playing hardball.
Yeah.
The Essendon, who lost Danaher, now have six, seven, and eight.
Yeah.
So if they then come in, undercut, offer 7 and 8 to the Giants, that's a better prospect than 13 and 15, which the Cats have to offer.
That's right. Mm. So, but does he want to go there? He wants to go to the City of Dreams. He doesn't want to go to out there with the planes land.
Well, he'd rather go to Avalon.
They're not at the airport.
He's not living at the
airport. Well, it is. It's Tullamarine.
He doesn't have to live there.
Every so often you can't get the ball high because it hits a plane. No,
that's all I've got.
State of Origin 2 tonight, straight after us. New South Wales, Queensland, come on the Blue Baggers now. Cleary to Walker to Crichton to Habs. Try.
Wow, that wasn't bad.
That's coming on in about half an hour. But, Bill, it is now time for this.
In the Day with a Laugh, this is Billy's Joke.
Now, which one are we going to go with here, mate? Because we've got few to choose from.
Are we running short of time?
No, I reckon we can go the 36-second one, which
that's short of time.
No, well, it's not
really. This is about the German bloke who saves a dog, and someone thought he was a vet. A German tourist, does Mach Nisch, jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll be vain." I said, "Thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet?" He said, "A vet? I'm soaking."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Dave, he thought I said, "Are you wet?"
Are you wet?
How's the delivery?
How's the accent?
Good accent.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Good accent. Gee, they've been good, those jokes.
I love that you've gone back through the archives and this is all you're coming up with.
This happened March 19, you flog, and he's not a vet. He's
very
wet.
He's
very, very wet.
One more recorded one and then Thailand on Friday?
Thailand. Maybe not. We'll just see.
Out of the pot.
Dan. See what Dan. Not Dan. Our Dan.